This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If your company is doing a work retreat anytime soon, it might have some interesting activities on the docket, like escape from jail, win a quiz show, or traverse a jungle. Don't call it the dreaded team building, but reality gaming, as it's being called, is growing in popularity, and some businesses are using it to level up. From Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
So we have to figure something out.
Three Boston-area co-workers are confused. They're in a room that looks like the inside of a chicken coop. There's a door that won't open.
This looks like a button of some kind, doesn't it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Usually, these co-workers crack eggs together in the kitchens of a culinary incubator called Stockpot Malden. But here, they have to crack a riddle to open the door. And in the next room, they have to scamper through a maze of chutes.
No problem. Watch out for...
This multi-room challenge called Farm is one of 16 adventures at Bota Borg Boston. Entrepreneur Chad Ellis spent $4 million to turn an empty department store building into what he calls a questing center.
When you walk into a room, you normally know how everything works. You know what you're supposed to do. When you walk into a room at Bota Borg, you don't. We haven't told you the rules.
Bota Borg is part of the growing market for what's called active or reality gaming. At least 9 cities across the country have challenges called Escape the Room. Other establishments let you play the hero in a movie. It's more like a video game at Bota Borg. If you fail, you have to start over. One quester, Corey Lovejoy, says it takes many tries and it takes a team.
And you can change up with each other's strengths because you're like, I suck at this. Why don't you try it? I'll do your thing. So you get to kind of test out what each other's good at, too.
This collective problem solving is not only attracting 20-somethings, but also companies trying to teach their workers to collaborate.
So how was the final quest with everybody?
Corporate trainer Jillian Simkis says it's a big step up from tired team-building exercises like the trust fall.
It sort of cements and anchors an experience in a different way from an academic kind of business learning. Let's brainstorm and write on a flip chart.
Back on the farm quest, this team of Stockpot Malden co-workers has figured out the secret. Ben De La Creta says he's going to come back.
It was surprising how both addictive and frustrating it was.
The cost of that frustration, for a full day, $28 a person. In Boston, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.